Is the everybody else covering the election? Okay. Well, we're on to Buffalo this week. They look pretty explosive as usual. Spiller, Stevie Johnson, McKelvin returning kicks. Again, pretty disruptive front there with Kyle Williams and Mario Darius. Bird in the secondary. And they've gotten us quite a bit lately with interceptions, strips, things like that, defensively. So this is another challenging week for us. Big division game, and I thought Buffalo played Houston very well last week. It was a real tight game at halftime, and a couple plays there in the second half for that one could have gone either way. But Buffalo's a good team. It's always giving us trouble. So hopefully we can get off to a good start this week, have a good week, and be ready to go on Sunday.
Any more important to get off to a good start on a week like this, coming back from the weekend off and stuff like that?
You can't get any days back, so every day is an opportunity, and we try to make the most out of each day. We can't get them back. We have more stuff we got to do tomorrow and the next day and so forth. So today's an important day for us, absolutely, but they all are.
Rob Ninkovich had a big game in Buffalo, and afterwards he said that he was getting frustrated sort of with his own play through the first three games. Was it just a matter of maybe he had settled into the defensive end position? It took him a couple weeks, or did you see a change that has sort of sparked him in the last few games?
Nothing I could put my finger on. Rob's been playing that position since he's been here. End of the line, standing up on the three-point stance, whatever it is, it's been pretty much the same. So I wouldn't say there's been really a lot of change in what he's done. Some, but not a lot. But he's certainly been productive, and that's good to see. He's had a lot of production over the last, really all season, but, last four or five games.
How much can you draw on the first meeting, even though it's been, 6 weeks by the time you guys play again? Is it something you're using as a major reference, or has enough change on both sides that you can't use as much as maybe we believe it to be?
Well, I think it's definitely relevant. It's going to be a lot of the same matchups, a lot of the same players playing, but they've changed, we've changed. There'll be a few different players in this game, so hopefully. So we'll see how all that goes. But I think it's relevant. But you know how those games go. You play a team twice, and the games aren't the same. One's a low-scoring game, one's a high-scoring game. One team dominates, the other team dominates. So it's really – I think this game will take on its own characteristics based on how the teams play. And hopefully we can have a good week of preparation, be able to deal with things that they do, but they do a good job offensively. Chan does a real good job mixing it up and keeping off balance and utilizing his good skill players. And we'll have to do a good job defending it better than we did the first game, hopefully.
How important is the mental recharge? We talked about the physical recharge the players can get, you guys can get when you have a period of time off. How important is the mental recharge for guys to just tie some things up at home or get things off their plate and spend some time with their families so they come back fresh this week with eight regular season play?
I think anytime you get that break, it can be a good thing if it's utilized properly. And I think there's definitely was a sense of relief from all of us, coaches and players, of just not having a game plan last week. Not having the whole mental pressure of coming up with a game plan of each day, thinking about game plans and adjustments and red area game plans and adjustments and third down and 2 minute goal line and just the weight of studying for a final exam, if you will. That's you're grinding through a week of preparation, and then you go for the final exam. And after you've had eight of those, it's nice to have a week where just 1 week you don't have to study, you don't have a game plan, you don't have a final exam, you don't have all that mental adjustments that you have to go through. Now this week we're back into that, and hopefully we have a little bit of a freshness or a better approach to it than that after 8 weeks of doing it. So we'll see.
Sunday, you turned to bye week. Did you find yourself watching division games, watching division opponents more than 10
weeks? I saw most of the Buffalo-Houston game. Buffalo-Houston. I mean, I saw the end of the game. But, you know, they were on at the same time, though, but I saw the Buffalo-Houston game.
Did you use the red zone channel at all?
No, I didn't get that.
What about the
gambling?
What
about in your budget, though?
With all the bye weeks that we have, I mean, it really comes in handy, but...
You got a Monday night game coming up, so you know.
Yeah. Okay.
What have you thought of Shango
in his return?
Oh, it's good to see him back out there. Looks like he's moving well. You know, he's had an opportunity to actually run some of our, ran some of our plays on Thursday. Did some scouting the week before with the St. Louis week. So, you know, we'll give it another week here and see how it goes. But I think it's he's making progress. It's good to see him out there.
Is it Tuesday specifically that you, or do you have to make the decision by 4 p.m. Monday? Or?
I think it's yeah, next Monday at 4.
I
mean, I think, don't hold me to that, but I think that's what it is.
I know Sebastian kind of struggled with injury and whatnot last year, but at least from the outside, it looks like he's having a pretty good year this year. Is that a pretty fair assessment?
Yeah, yes, I would agree with that. I think he's, you know, he's played very consistently and every week, and seems like he's gotten a little bit better and stronger each week. I mean, he didn't get a lot of reps in training camp, even though he worked hard on his conditioning and he was in good shape, but just wasn't football shape. And I think that that's something that he's worked hard on, taking more reps in practice, and he's played gradually more reps in the first two or three games until he was pretty much playing the whole game. But I think he's done a solid job. He's had a real solid performance this year.
It's always about turnovers, obviously. Yeah, you talk about that all the time. But in Buffalo, a team that seems like when they're at their best, they're, you know, causing them and holding on to the football. And then when they're struggling, it's because they're, you know, they're getting too many of them and not forcing enough. Is this a week where you focus on even more than usual, or is it just always at the top of the list no matter what?
Well, it's always at the top of the list, but I think there's, you know, it's just it's highlighted this week at the top of the list. I mean, Buffalo's. We threw 5 interceptions against them last year, I think. They stripped 2 off us in the first game, actually 3, but one was blown dead. So, you know, so they're good at stripping the ball. The Bird got 2 interceptions against Arizona, really, to win that game. If you got one off of Colb, then you got one off of Skelton in overtime, ran it down, they kicked the winning field goal. I mean, I think the Arizona game is a great example of Buffalo. You know, they blocked the game-winning field goal with 3 seconds to go, then Bird intercepts it. Runs it down, and they kick the game-winning field goal, and that's how dangerous they are. They're dangerous in the kicking game. They turn the ball over on offense, and when you have a back that's averaging 7 yards a carry on offense, I mean, it's unheard of, really, these days. I mean, unless the guy's only had, like, 2 carries. I mean, this guy's putting up huge – Spiller's putting up huge production on per attempt, and they got a lot, I don't know, first, second in the league in 20-plus yard runs, whatever it is. They're a very explosive team, but it comes back to turnovers. And we've got to do a good job of taking care of the ball, and we get an opportunity to get it off them, then we got to capitalize on those. And seems like you always get, you know, 1 or 2 opportunities each week, and sometimes you capitalize on them, sometimes you don't. But this is a week that if we get them, we really got to take advantage of them. And we know that they're after the ball, so we got to really take care of it.
Pass for Pryor and Ballard to get their clock moving, or am I wrong?
I don't believe so.
Do they have a deadline coming?
Well, I don't know if the clock rolling, but the end point hasn't passed. The beginning point may have come, but the end point, I don't think that's passed yet, no. Okay, all right, thanks.